welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. It's tax day. We're here to talk about this past weekend in sports.
Tax.
April 15th, tax day.
Oh, for people that pay taxes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
I run my own nonprofit, so I mean, I'm good there.
We have my master's recap coming up. I'm going to stick around for that. I just want to play the music and tell you what happened.
Got to play the music.
Yeah, we'll have that. We're going to talk about FSU baseball. I mean, hot.
Ooh.
As a just playing really good. And they just swept, coming off 4-0 week against their rivals.
It got spicy this weekend.
Yeah, and it did. We're going to talk all about that. Their first time they've swept the Gators and the Hurricanes in the same season since 1960.
Correct.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. FAMU had a spring game. Florida as well had a spring game.
I'm going to tell you what. All four quarterbacks played for FAMU in the spring game.
That tells
that
me
means
that they
DeMar
have no
DeRozan career. Was out there doing some things.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Yeah. No video today. God dang it. God dang it, man. I'm sure a lot of people know North Florida was hit. The studios were one of the
rainstorm down here, man.
Yeah, so
8.5 inches in good, about an hour and a half.
Everybody's okay. We're gonna get back up and operating. All right, better than ever. Back better. But for now, we just got the pod. Thank goodness none of the equipment was damaged. On the other side of the room, hopefully. Yeah, woke up in the middle of the night, like slipped in the hallway.
Yeah. Oh man, it was bad.
My daughter was out of town and for her field trip thing, and so
I mean, it closed God being down for the rest of the week.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I could be real bad.
Yeah.
But let's start it at on the diamond, man. We'll start it at the diamond. You know, FSU baseball, incredible weekend. They're just on fire, up to number 5 in some polls.
You're right. D1 baseball's got them number 5. A couple other polls got them 6.
Yeah.
But, you know, 30-5 on the season.
And this is going into the weekend without...
Without two weekend starters.
Yeah,
right?
So...
Cam Leiter and Connor Whitaker were both still out. I don't think we're going to see Whitaker for the rest of the year.
Mm.
They're hopeful with Leiter. We'll start there, man. The pitching did an outstanding job. You know, you only got one starter. Jamie Arnold is, you know... hands down the ace of the staff right now.
Mm-hmm.
The increase in velocity on his fastball, he was sitting like 91 last year. He can run it up to about 95, 96. That's making a huge difference. But it's just the confidence all around that he's pitching with. But the other guys did really well, really well. The bullpen, Carson Dorsey did really well starting. Brady Lauk ran into a little bit of trouble, but you know, the bullpen picked them up. They still got the win, and the lineup is just ridiculous.
Consistent.
Yeah. James Tibbs might be the best hitter Florida State's had since Buster.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, James Ramsey was really good, really good, but Tibbs has done it his entire time here at Florida State, just got better.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he put on a show. Him, Cam Smith, Marco Dinges, they all
him
put on
a show. Him and Cam Smith are – got to be right up there, player of the year.
Yeah, there's
I mean,
some
the RBI
guys.
With the RBI that Tibbs has.
Tibbs is leading the country in RBI. Charlie Condon at I don't even know if I'm saying his last name right over at Georgia.
Yeah,
you know he's leading the nation in home runs, leading the nation in batting average.
Oh, wow.
He's right on Tibbs' heels. He is probably
Triple Crown,
yeah. He's probably going to win it. Yeah. Georgia's not having a great season, so you're not hearing more about him.
Mm-hmm.
But Tibbs is. Definitely a first-team All-American.
Right.
He leads the way. Cam Smith hits some of the hardest outs I've ever seen. He just drills balls every time he makes contact. And they did, man. They put in work this weekend. Things got spicy on Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
Marco Dinges hit a home run to go up 6-3 late in the game. had some words for the infield of Miami. They kind of followed him around the bases, and the right fielder hurls the ball into the Florida State's dugout. A few players got tossed. But, you know, that's just Miami and Florida State playing baseball.
Yeah.
But, like you said, undefeated against the Gators, undefeated against the Hurricanes.
When you do something for the first time in 64 years, yeah, that's something.
I mean, you got to remember, we used to play Miami six times a season. You know, we play them 3 times up here and then 3 times down there. So that'd be tough, man. That'd be tough to get a sweep, you know, win those 6 and 3 against Florida. But still, you know, you're talking about Florida, who was in the College World Series last year.
Right.
Miami's lineup is as dangerous as anybody in the conference. They have some issues pitching, but Daniel Cuvée is a monster. You know, he had a multi-home run game on Saturday. Friday, I think. It's a big series win, big sweep. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They got a big one this weekend.
I'll tell you what, I like Armstrong out of the bullpen. He had a good day Sunday.
He did. He had a
really good day. And we had a good day Tuesday against Florida.
Yeah. And what's funny about that is he came in Friday night and he faced 2 batters and he walked one and hit the other and they took him out.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's not like getting the rest.
He done got it. So they brought him back in the very next day, and he pitched 4 2/3 innings, right, and just pretty much shut down baseball.
Right.
So, and honestly, the bullpen since the meltdown in Clemson has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you got to tip your cap there. They've really locked in. It's crazy.
You're going to need him.
Yeah, it's crazy that you're sitting here talking about Florida State as a possible national seed.
It's after great. Last year. What a great team. And you can tell they feed. They got them loving each other. Oh, the atmosphere is electric out there.
Right.
Just to beat, do something like that is special. To beat your rivals.
Yeah.
Sweep them.
Oh, yeah.
And baseball is hard to do.
It is. Especially, I mean, you know, you saw the atmosphere Tuesday. We saw it, man. To come in a couple days later and still be locked in after what was essentially a party.
Really cool to have the marching chiefs there.
Yeah.
That brings a whole nother atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, man.
And, you know, he was questioning how, you know, the team would, you know, respond to that, you know.
Oh, they've fed off.
Been nothing but fed off of it. And I think that's something you'll see.
And that is, I mean, forward. Dude, I'm telling you, the players are feeding off of it at the plate. You know, Cam Smith hit his home run, but he's halfway to first base and turned to the dugout and starts jumping up and celebrating, getting his dugout up. I mean, it's going to be hard to win in Dick Houser this year. So, you know, but like I said, big one on the road this weekend against Wake Forest. That's going to be a game. Friday night, Chase Burns versus Jamie Arnold. That's you're talking about two of the top pitchers in the country. Chase Burns was the guy from Tennessee last year. You might remember him.
Mm.
Dude gets real amped up on the mound.
So just, you know, I didn't think that was going to happen, especially with the two pitchers out.
Right.
Who's going to, is that going to continue this weekend?
I haven't heard anything definitively. They kind of left it up in the air. Leiter sounds like it's just a matter of when, you know, Jarrett and Posey are comfortable putting him out there. I think he'd probably, if it was up to him, he'd be ready to go. I don't think that they're happy. Like the way they put it on the broadcast, they're not happy with the news about Connor Whitaker. You know, he's got more evaluations to go through, more opinions to seek from doctors. So, I mean, I don't want to put anything out there, but when they start going through all that, it's probably you're not going to see him for the rest of the season.
Right.
But, you know, you get Cam Leiter back, you get Ben Barrett back, who has not pitched yet really this season. I mean, he has a few appearances, but that was an arm they were going to be counting on. So, you know, you're going to get stronger as the weeks come. Yeah, but it's
the Aggies number one now.
They look like a machine, man.
They've lost that series to the Gators.
They did. They lost that series to the Gators, but they look tough. But you know, Arkansas looked unbeatable and then went in and lost the series to Alabama. So then
Tennessee, Clemson, and then Florida State.
Right.
All those teams right there. Right.
Kentucky's playing really well right now as well.
This team looks special.
Yeah.
The lineup.
They look worthy of a national seed right now.
Right.
Which is
just a crazy thing to think of when you think of last year.
Yeah.
And how the turnaround has come.
Right.
I know it's still early. So it's early.
I think
the
biggest difference
is
everybody in that dugout that's playing and you know, it's part of the team wants to be in that dugout. I don't think that was the case last year.
That's a good point.
I think there are a lot of guys that were in that dugout because, man, this is my only option right now.
Mm.
But I'm going to just grit and grind through it, but I don't want to be here.
You know? Right. He got it right.
Yeah.
And it's
and it takes buy-in by the guys that stuck around, man. Tibbs, Cam Smith, Jaime Ferrer in that lineup. They've been here since, mm-hmm. you know, they deserve some credit for keeping things.
Yep. That's true.
Steady.
Well, we have a, give me my song. Here we go.
Cue the music.
It was a Sunday at the Masters. The weather was great. The leaderboard was crowded going into the day, but finishing the day, no drama in the air at all. It was Scotty Scheffler's day.
Just
nothing. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. I think on 9, he hit a putt down the hill and roars, and it was just there. It was no one's going to beat him. He's on top of his game, number one in the world.
Yeah.
This, no one's played like this since Tiger Woods.
Right.
And to win the Masters number one, first of all, was very short list. He joined that. What's so great about him is his routine and his simpleness. I think he still drives the car he drove in high school.
Yeah. I think that he's a throwback, man.
Yeah.
To the 70s and 80s era golfers where they weren't over publicized. They were just normal guys. And like, in contrast to Tiger, who was a phenom. Right.
What's so crazy about his dominance is he's not even that good of a putter. He's not even a good putter at all, really, when compared to like the other pros. But he's everything else. He's right. Like all time. He's like the best, one of the best ball strikers the game's ever seen. And it's an unorthodox swing. He gets up in the air. But he's taken over. If you didn't know him, you will now. I mean, everyone in the golf world knew him. The second place guy, Ludwig, right here in Tallahassee, lives here now.
Right.
Sweet. That guy looks like he's just getting started. That was his first year. He played in the Ryder Cup. That's how I knew who he was. And I did not know he lived here, right?
Yeah, in Tallahassee. Just recently moved, I think, the last few months.
I would not be surprised to see those two again for the years to come. Those two look.
Well, Ludwig's like, only what, 24? I mean, he's a kid.
Man, it looks effortlessly. He just puts the ball out there, and his attitude, I mean, he keeps it simple too. And those two guys, I would not be surprised to see them be the kind of face of golf moving forward, because you got one guy, U.S., and then you got the other guys.
Yeah, the international.
They're going to be Ryder Cup.
Yep.
It wasn't really fun to watch. I mean, it was a coronation, really, for Scotty Scheffler. But there you go. 2024 Masters, two-time Masters champion, back-to-back players champion. Wow, right. Scotty Scheffler on top of the golf world.
Just kind of this unassuming guy that just sort of came up, showed up, like, by the way, I'm really good at this. I'm going to take over.
Well, he's been playing his whole life, but just the simpleness, I think it can be really hard. And he's got a routine, and he keeps it really humble. You know, he's a very faithful man, and
just to be able to
you know, his dad says he's a better man than he is a golfer.
Keep his swing, even though it's unorthodox.
Right.
Like, that plays into so many people's heads when they're playing golf. Like, I got to do this to my swing. I got to do this to my, and it like.
Well, his reactions too, like, you can see it. I mean, he just, even on the rare time he does hit a bad shot, it looks the same as he were to hit the perfect shot. And that, even keel, I think, is if not the most important reason he's there, because in a game like golf, where one shot you're done. You know, talk to Rory about that.
If you can keep calm, that's gonna just.
I mean, Rory's. Is he ever gonna win there? No, I mean, it just seems like it's mental.
Nah, Rory's an Irishman,
but I mean, he's obviously a great golfer.
We don't do well with frustration and anger. So you know, golf is not the sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, if you can just keep that mental just flat line, like Scotty, that's just going to work to your benefit.
I'm a fan of him. I remember when he would join the Ryder Cup, he really bursted on the golf scene there, but people knew about him from Texas.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got a great demeanor. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's just heating up. Who's going to come get him? He's dominating the game like none other.
It would be nice to see him stay away from the old Liv.
Yeah.
I mean, it just...
That's the big elephant in the golf world.
Right.
I mean,
but
it's funny how fast that happened. Like, yeah. I don't even really watch Liv. I kind of follow what's happening in golf, maybe, you know, play some lineups and stuff, but I used to watch a lot more.
Right.
We want to see the best players play against each other.
I don't want to see them actually like try to win.
Right.
Instead of just like, I get the money anyway, so it's kind of just like good practice for me. So, yeah.
Well, I think, it's hard. You can't say that. Turn that down.
No,
you one thing. The PGA now is higher purses, but I'm not the person to ask about that. I wouldn't be turning down guaranteed money.
Some, hell no.
But the Masters kind of like, you can, that's the place.
It's
like a bubble though. You enter that, it's all about golf. It's all about the game.
Everything
the
else
concessions
is
are at another rate. I mean, it's a freaking historic place, legendary, epic. And love watching it every year. There wasn't really much drama. It was more of a coronation of, now, the two-time Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler. Well, we also had some spring games, FAMU spring game.
Right, FAM spring game.
Four quarterbacks.
All four quarterbacks.
Playing.
Junior, it
Big
sounds
year
like
coming out over here on Seven Hills.
Is going to get the nod.
Yeah.
But, you know, defense should probably still be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to expect.
And run the ball. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And there's a big shoes to fill. You know, Willie Simmons had established that program. He's a play caller as well.
Right. And so, it's important to remember that, especially with FAM right now, they got some guys that are in the transfer portal.
Right.
They're not even close to finalizing their roster yet.
But still, this is still a SWAC championship. This is still HBCU Celebration Bowl championship team. Yeah. Expectations have been set. So,
yeah, they're not going in there,
right,
you know, feeling sorry for themselves. That's not really Colsey's style, man. I mean, mm-hmm. He came up under Mickey. Like,
right.
They're going to get after it. But the quarterback battle will be interesting. You know, the transfer they got from FAU, I think he could probably put some pressure on Muratovic to keep his game sharp. But
they got Trey Fisher over there.
DeMar DeRozan, mid-range, baby. Yeah, he got to play. I don't know if he threw a
little
a pick.
Guy, but that's...
Yeah, I mean, he's not very big.
But
you know... He's still out there doing it, man. Still out there grinding.
Right. And then Florida had theirs.
Yeah, I didn't even watch any of that. I did read that Lagway had a long touchdown pass, but I mean, I expected that.
I'm telling you, man, he looks...
Well, you're gonna set your
gonna
game
need
up
to
so
play
that,
him.
Right, you're gonna set your game up so the kid that everybody's excited about is gonna do well, you know? So...
I think we got some clips from the halftime speech of that game.
Yeah, he did pull the team in.
Let's analyze what's been working for us. Not a goddamn thing's been working for us. Like, this goddamn suit doesn't work for me. And this stinking tie. And this goddamn shirt. It doesn't work for me.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, it was rough going into half. What I heard, I don't know if it's true, is that he kind of extended the clock longer than the game should have gone, so the first team
offense could win. Big year for Billy.
Yeah.
Big year for Billy.
It is, and it like right out of the gate, they got to play Miami.
Yep. And that's a
home
huge
game. So you'd be like, oh, well, it's a home. It's good for Florida. Dude, I think that just adds to the pressure.
They're both coaches, Miami and Florida, need this game.
I'm going to be honest. I would not be surprised to see Miami go in there and kick the crap out of Florida. I just wouldn't. I mean, you're talking about, whew, man.
That would not be a good start for what is a murderer's row of a schedule.
Right. But, you know. Cam Ward, man, he's going to be healthy week one, most likely. I don't know. I don't have faith in that Florida defense.
Right. Well, FSU spring game is...
this Saturday.
Right, this Saturday. And
we'll see... yeah, there we go.
That happens. It opens up tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
So who knows? It's going to be. Stay tuned.
I mean, dude. Yeah.
Probably be some guys from the current roster jumping in.
Oh yeah. Big rumor right now is Julian Armella. I think it's probably all but a certainty at this point. The schools that I've read, you know, have been rumored are Colorado and Tulane, which seem like probably two pretty good places for him if he wants to just get on there and start.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He was really highly rated coming out of high school. He's got the body to be an offensive tackle, the look of an offensive tackle.
Right.
But for some reason, he just can't find his way
on the
field.
Well, you're going to see that every year. Yeah. I mean,
they had even talked about switching him inside, and I think he's just he's ready to move on.
Well, there'll be people entering, so we'll keep an eye on
it. Dudes are jumping in left and right. There's some rumors out there, you know.
If there's a position that comes up or a player, you know, you go after it, but.
Right. There's a defensive tackle from Louisville that just jumped in, Jeremiah Lowell. He's originally played at Arizona State. It'd be his last season. Pretty productive defensive tackle. That may be a guy. Yeah, that may be a guy they look at. But we'll see. You know, tomorrow is the official day.
Receivers are still a position for me that I'm the most kind of who's going to step up there. There's so many shoes to fill.
Yeah, and with receiver and skill positions, I'm going to – like, I'm just going to make a prediction that the best of the bunch are going to wait as long as possible to jump in that portal in this window because they're going to want to see – the dominoes kind of fall in what they can get, and they're going to want to up that price and make sure that, you know, it is free agency basically. So we'll see, man. I would like to get a linebacker personally.
I think they could add wide receiver on offense. Yeah. Those are the two that stick out. Well,
yeah.
We had to go.
We got to get on out of here. All right, sir.
Yeah, it is.
If you haven't done so, download and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. The podcast is available everywhere.
Everywhere.
You can subscribe to the show on YouTube at the NFLSN.
Dun, dun, dun. So big rumor right now, we just touch on it, man, since it's Florida, state of Florida. Look for Miami and North Carolina running back Omarion Hampton. There's a lot of smoke right now that he's gonna jump in the portal and end up down at Coral Gables. They're without question trying to get a number one running back.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, they need it, man. They took some injuries. Fletcher's going to be out for the year.
Woo. That's what you don't want to see.
Yeah.
You don't want to see injuries. One more week.
You know, spring game's fun for the fans and everything like that. I don't know how much we're going to be able to take from it.
There's going to be so many new positions. Like, I'm interested to see the ball, you know, the receivers.
I want to see DJ.
I want to see DJ throw to those new receivers.
Yeah, that's number one.
There's any chemistry there, maybe, and just see what's it going to look like.
That might be the only thing I'm interested in really watching in this game.
And you want to make sure all the big dudes stay healthy, and running backs stay healthy.
Dude, I would sit starters out if you know, guys that are fifth year, do like Josh Farmer, and he's not going to be in the spring, but, you know, some guys maybe not even need to play.
FSU basketball, former FSU basketball, Cam Corn transferring to Pitt.
I believe we have 5 scholarship players currently. There's a couple of high school kids coming in.
Portal needs to come. Is that portal open?
We're so far down the pecking order. Like, you know, the big guard from USF just transferred to Alabama. He would have been great. He killed us.
Well, we'll watch it. We'll keep an eye on it. We can try to get this daggum thing rebuilt here.
That's right. We got the technology to build it better, faster.
We'll watch it. We'll react to it. And we'll talk to you next time, right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
we had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our